Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of traffic jams, small rocks, corgis, and people nicknamed Shorty.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 472, Somewhere Way Out There, part 9.
It's time for the 4th annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 9 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's, spell it right? Say it right. A lot has happened in the story so far, which is good, because like I said, we're already up to part 9. Aliens are setting up an amusement resort on Mars. Yeah, our Mars. And apparently no humans are allowed. Two of the aliens are here on Earth as representatives. Earth has convinced them to build a resort for humans, but they're building it on the moon. Yeah, our moon. If you want more info than that, you can go back and listen to the previous episodes. Of course, you can always keep listening to this one, because reporter Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas is about to interview the aliens again on TV. In fact, it's about to happen right now. This is Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, ace investigative field reporter for the Middling Fair Courier Times Roman Bold Italic, and the go-to person when it comes to interviewing our alien friends. Before we get started, I want to thank everyone out there who wrote in saying how much they enjoyed my last talk with our slightly pungent and overly slimy visitors from another solar system. This reporter was humbled. But not so humbled that he failed to shove those letters in my boss's faces to ask for a raise, and that new opening theme, and this new set. All right, let me turn on this fan. And welcome back the slimy but lovable representatives from Seven Woods Arrangement Company, Chantilly Crops, and Draco Knight.
Thank you, Crackerjack Thomas. It is actually the Seven Worlds Amusement Collective.
And our names are Shanksa Cree and Drevik Nath.
Now let's not get stuck on details I don't care anything about and get down to brass tacks of a different color. Because this fan really isn't cutting it. Ever since word leaked out that you will be building a resort on Mars, all of humanity has been on pins and needles, painfully waiting to see what this cosmic playground will look like.
Yes, we know. And this has puzzled us. Normally, Seven Worlds does not do what you would call concept art.
When we build a resort, people are happy to visit and enjoy. There is no need to go through all this nonsense.
However, at Seven Worlds, our mission is to satisfy every customer request. We understand that inferior minds, such as...
How's that again?
Excuse me. I meant to say lesser minds.
That's better.
You might have some trouble grasping parts of our plan. So, we did produce this piece of art.
That is underwhelming.
What do you mean, human?
It's just a gobbledygook vague drawing of some buildings. Where's the sizzle? Where's the pizzazz? Where's the beef?
This is ridiculous. Why are we wasting our time on these oxygen breathers?
Remain calm, Nath. This is a learning process for all of us. Remember, our goal is to always satisfy every customer request. Now, Cracker Jack Thomas, what is it you would like to know about the resort?
First of all, what is it called?
Do your ears not function? It is called The Resort.
Great Shades of SeaWorld! That is not a name! Walt Disney World, Tivoli Gardens, Universal Escape. Almost all of those are good resort names. You need to sell this thing!
Then, what would you suggest, Cracker Jack Thomas?
Offhand, I'd say Buzz's World comes to mind, but let's see. It's on the moon. How about Earthlight?
That might be a problem. Your Earth governments requested that our resort not interfere with the surface you see in the evening sky. As a result, we will be building on what you refer to as the dark side of your moon.
Okay, it's a sure bet you won't be able to get the rights to Pink Floyd Land. How about You've Been Mooned? Bad Moon Risa? No, wait! Far Side Center.
Acceptable.
Great! Now tell me all about Buzz's World. Far Side Center.
We will be constructing the resort on a circular area equivalent to over 25,000 square kilometers.
Metric? What? Do I look like Poindexter J. Sheldon? In English, please.
Of course. That would translate to roughly 16,000 square miles. As you can see from this image of the backside of your moon, these two regions within the circle show the landing pads for the 16,000 shuttles Earth is currently building. The pads connect to these two multi-story temporary sleep cycle facilities.
Temporary sleep cycle? Oh, you mean hotels!
Again, your concern about words is disturbing.
Yes, hotels. Each hotel will accommodate more than 8 million of...
Blah, blah, and double blah. Nobody cares about that stuff. What about the rides? The restaurants? The Hubba Hubba nightclubs?
We are not required to tell you everything in advance.
Great bait and switch without the bait! You're going to charge $6,000 per person for a 7-day trip to this place, and that includes 2 days up and 2 days back, and you're not going to tell them anything about it?
Perhaps you overlooked the part where your species gets to travel in space. Ungrateful.
Now, don't get me wrong, Jeff.
Math.
Sure, space travel is great for the first few hours, but then what? You're just staring at a bunch of stars, and the most you can hope for is a selfie that has an extinction event asteroid in the background. Now, that's what I call a photobomb. You know what would make this a lot more appealing? Give away some free trips to help hype the place. Believe me, nothing says gotta go like we already went.
Interesting. How does one go about this giveaway?
Hold a lottery. Winners get a free trip for four.
Three.
Whatever you say, Nick.
Math. Three, Vic. Math.
And how many of these trips would we give away? Would four be sufficient?
4,000?
No.
That's great!
Wait.
Another Buzz exclusive! A scoop, if you will! You heard it here first, people! Enter for your chance to win one of 4,000 trips for three, all expenses paid.
What?
To Far Side Center. Your spot in the sun without the sunspots.
I do not think I am authorized to...
This is Buzz Scoop Cracker Jack Thomas signing off for now. But keep those cards and letters coming in, people. Daddy's TV studio needs a new coat of paint. great show, guys, for whatever you are. I'm going to go check TV by the numbers for my ratings, and I'm going to do it outside so I can get some fresh air. Can I get an intern in here to clean up all this oozing slime?
The central office will not be pleased to hear about this giveaway. It is not part of the plan.
I am sure that they will understand.
We will see. We will see.
A free giveaway? That's the best kind. I wonder if I'm eligible, since I'm an employee of this podcast. Sure, why not? They don't pay me. Tune in next time for part 10 of Somewhere Way Out There.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.